B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Ron?
Yo.
Yo. What can we do for you, sir?
So I met this girl, Angie, right before, all this craziness started.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a couple dates, and, but since then, we've been chatting on Zoom, I've been over a couple times. She has a kid, and we've been hanging out a lot. It's been real chill. But she works in healthcare, and, recently she hasn't been really getting back to any of my texts or calls, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
I mean, I think you just answered her right there. You said she works in healthcare, so she's just probably busy and doesn't have time for maybe a relationship.
I know,
right
but
now.
It's like weird though. I think something else is going on.
I'm okay. Well, in that case, last time you guys hung out, do you think you might have did or said something that might have made her feel weird?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I know it's weird, and she's got to do her thing, and she's doing a great job. But
yeah, she's probably just really busy right now. I mean, there is this, pesky pandemic going on.
It's not all about you, Ron.
But she's usually good about, texting back and, calling. We've had a good thing going, and I really think this could go somewhere.
Narcissist. This girl's out there saving lives, and he's just like, yo, get back to me.
Like, why haven't you called me back?
Oh, my God. What are you, 6 years old? Grow a pair.
We're just kidding with you. We'll help you.
Kind of kidding. I mean, seriously. No, okay. We'll try giving her a call for you next, all right?
All right.
All right, so we just talked to Ron. Before quarantine and all that stuff, he was hanging out with this girl named Angie, who works in the medical field. Then quarantine started, and they hung out a little bit, and he hung out over her house, and it's been a while now, and he hasn't heard anything back from her. But she also works, like I said, in the medical field.
Right.
So
it's just a really hard time right now.
But Ron doesn't care. He's like, no, make it about me. I know people are sick and all that stuff, but I need to see my Angie, which is it's an admirable trait of desperation. All right, Ron, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. Stay quiet. We're going to try and call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Angie?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Angie, we got her. Okay, Angie, please don't hang up. I can explain this very easily. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to call you on their behalf. Can I explain why? It's a good thing. I can make it really quick.
No.
Let me just explain real quick. It's a good thing. We got your phone number from a gentleman who he likes you, and he would love to get to know you better. He understands you're busy, but if you agree on a night that you're free, or even for lunch or something, we can have food delivered to your house, food delivered to his house, and you guys could do almost like a Zoom type of date. And, see if you hit it off. And if you do, when all this is done, we'll set you up to go to a real restaurant when they open up again. And we'll pay for it. I'll just tell you the guy's name because I can tell you're really busy and you're confused. So it's Ron. And apparently you guys hung out before already.
I'm all set. Just got home from work. I gotta go to bed.
No.
I'm good.
That's fine. I'm not gonna tell you to say yes or force you. Can you just tell us why? Because he seems confused as to why he hasn't been able to get in contact with you.
I have a son, and I just asked him. I was like, because I'm like doing homeschool, but I also work nights and it's a mess right now. And I was like, can you maybe look in on him with all the homeschooling, make sure he's doing his homework? Like he's got stuff to do. He's got this health class.
Mm-hmm.
I came home and there's all this porn on my laptop.
Oh my
like,
God.
All this, everything open. I'm like, what the? I'm like, I asked my kid, I'm like, what is all of this stuff? And he's like, yeah, Ron gave me some passwords because we're doing the sex ed in health class.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
You're kidding me.
Are you sure your son wasn't panicking and just blamed it on Ron?
No, I looked at the site, and one of the, like, the logins was Ron the 6969.
Oh, my God. All right, well, you know.
That's him.
Hold on one second, because I believe, unless he hung up,
God.
Ron's on the phone right now. You can explain.
Oh, no, I'm off.
Ron?
Yeah.
Ron, come on.
Really?
Hey, Ron, call 6969.
Yeah, that's me. What? Look, she put me in charge of educating her 16-year-old son, dude.
So you gave him a login to a porn site that's going to educate him?
I think he's going to figure it out anyway. Look, I flip burgers for a living. if the kid wants an omelet, I can hook him up. But I'm trying to teach a 16-year-old sex ed. Like, I'm out of my element here. I think I'm helping.
By giving him the login to a porn site?
Three sites. You know, like, variety. So, like, he's not just, you know, it's not the weird stuff. Like, don't, it's not that. It's just, you know, guy and girl and girl, two girls and a guy. It's just, you know,
okay.
I just said, look in on him while he's doing his math. You can, like, do Netflix or whatever and just go, hey, how's that homework going, buddy? Not, here's my login to, like, girl on girl in a guitar shop or whatever the hell that was.
He's
was
just going
at
the extra mile.
Yeah. Just trying to help. Okay, so listen, Angie, it's clearly a misunderstanding. He was just trying to help. Would you be amenable to continuing the relationship or?
Yeah.
No.
All right, fine. Tell him to log off all my shit because I'm changing all my passwords.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Listen, your chances of getting another date, a second date, perhaps a third date, are usually better if the person that you want to date with remembers your last date. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us. A classic second date update on the 10s tomorrow, 8:10, with the Get Up Crew right here.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.